Well, jumping G Willikers, it's Tuesday. And guess what state we're in? You guessed it, North Carolina. It's the state that wants to be podcasted in. Every time I'm driving through this state, I get in the mood to pod. So, hey, it's 2:13, it's a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to you. Let's talk about what we got to do today. There's only probably 15-ish days left in February. Doesn't feel like a leap year, does it? I don't think so. And I doubt it. No, we had a leap year a couple years ago, so I don't think we're having another one for another year or two. Anyway, 15 days left. We've had a lot of impeachment foreplay. A lot of things are happening. People are dropping like flies. Do flies drop out of the air anymore? I know birds can drop out of the air and land on people. I heard about that story. People in the administration are resigning all over the place. Hey, are you running a transportation safety arm of the administration and also moonlighting as a PR guy for a Mississippi company? Boom, you're going to resign. Shh, done. Have you been beating your wife and handling classified information without a real clearance and being essentially denied a clearance by the FBI? Check. Ding. Have you resigned? Gone. Speechwriter. Out. People heading CDC trading stocks, tobacco stocks, the day they jump in. Boom. Gone. People are starting to see the writing on the wall. I heard some Fox and Friends on the satellite radio here while driving through this beautiful state of North Carolina right before dawn here on Tuesday. And they were out swinging about these personal emails that Susan Rice, I think, sent to herself about whether or not to share things with the incoming administration, because people understood, even as the transition was happening to the Trump presidency, that the Russians had infiltrated that campaign and Trump is actively working with them. It was obvious then through the wiretaps, as it should have been. And you were like, what do you do? Rachel Maddow had a great segment on the show I listened to while I was driving here tonight. And she mentioned, you know, how would you handle this? Would you give information about spies you have maybe in the Russian regime, would you do that to the incoming administration, knowing that they are working with the adversary? It's a really tough call. And how do you prove this? What are we going to do? How long are we going to have this Russian agent in the White House? It's pretty nuts. We have to speak up. We're getting to the point where you got to take a side soon. You know? We can communicate this pretty simple point, right? When you have a lot of bankruptcies and you take risks and your drug is attention, and all you want to have is eyes on you and a business and money and money and money and all these things that are supposed to surround you and make you feel like you're worthy of something, and you're willing to borrow from anyone, and you're willing to do anything against your country, against moral, against your dignity, I mean, or you maybe you have no morals. This is the problem with, I think, a lot of the Russian philosophy and why America should win out in an America versus Russia ideological war, if you really want to talk about it. I figure that it's been time to pod about Russia. There are things I admire about Russia, and there are things that I despise about Russia. So let's talk about it if it's coming to the forefront. Because one thing that Trump makes you do is he makes you address things you don't want to, because he keeps bringing crap in your face. Throws in your face. So let's start with what we admire about Russia. What do you admire about the Russian mindset? What kind of stereotype am I going to throw out here, generalization, about a culture and a nationality that has some, I'll tell you what, there's a work ethic. There's a work hard, play hard ethic with the Russian mentality that I think you can see, and that can apply to a lot of ethnicities or anything, but I do think that Russians will spend 24 hours working on something and not sleep, and that they will do that. And there may be somebody with a whip behind them telling them they got to get that done, and that might be a reason. There's something positive and negative. There's something that the Russians have, which is, I heard one of the one of those girls that does the climbing on the skyscrapers, you know, and walking across the wires in between skyscrapers and stuff like that, and videotaping it. You always wonder when they're going to fall off and die. I'm sure she's like 20 years old or something. And they were translating what she was saying, and she's like, "We have a saying in Russia, which means, you know, don't be a pussy." And I did not say that right in Russian, but, don't be a pussy. Loosely translated, don't be a pussy. Right, don't be a pussy. Suck it up. Like, we go balls to the wall. We are going to send the first person into space. I admire that Russia, you don't know how many cosmonauts are dead that we don't know about, that never made it out of the atmosphere. You won't hear about that, but you're going to hear about when they're successful, and they're just going to keep, they're not going to deal with bureaucracy. The Russian bureaucracy is one guy taking a shot of vodka and saying, "We will let him live, or we will not." You know, that's what the Russian bureaucracy is. At least that's the way it portrays itself in the movies, and I'm sure it's more democratic than it used to be, even under Putin. There's sort of some more open media that you wouldn't have expected just because you can't stop it now. But it's still a pseudo-dictatorship. And this is the thing I don't envy about the Russian mythology, was there can be this coldness to humanity when it's not a member of your family type thing. Like, if I don't know him, I will let him die. I'll go build a factory in some town where I don't have any relatives that live anywhere out there, and that factory will emit a chemical that kills all the people that live there. There's a mentality or a kind of Russian culture thing which allows them to operate that way, and that is why it has fostered cold dictator. It's cold. Let's face it. It's cold, and there is an element of the coldness which you don't see in the Scandinavian, Norwegian. That stuff, they don't seem to be cold at all like that. Now, maybe it's because there aren't as many people. It's not such a wide-out area. You don't have Siberia to do it. You're not getting eaten alive by insects in Siberia for 5 months out of the summer. Okay, I get it. You know why Putin is like pro-coal industry and pro-oil and all these natural resources? One, Russia is rich with the natural resources. And two, you know what global warming, climate change / heating up the planet would do to Russia? Make it a little nicer for more of the year. It probably would do that. It would open up more ports in the northern area where the Arctic's frozen over most of the year, and they got to use their icebreakers. Instead, they'd just be able to float along because it'd be warm. I'm sure there'd be devastating impacts to the rest of the world, and the islands in the Philippines and stuff would be covered up with water, and Miami would be gone, and Long Island would be gone, Amsterdam would be gone, and half Hawaii would be gone. But, you could have St. Petersburg is nice this time of year, right? I'm sure that that's part of it. Because I was trying to figure out what the alignment is between Russia and destroying the environment. And that's the only thing I could think of. So it's possible. But, all right, so there's good and bad with the Russians. They're willing to bypass bureaucracy, and they're intelligent, and they'll work hard. And they can love their family, and they can build a lot of wealth. But they also are prone to this dictator thing. They want to see this guy on a horse. Because this is weird. So Russia is this supposedly godless nation, right? A nation of atheists. That's kind of their thing. Now, I'm pretty much an atheist, or at least I'm agnostic, or I got no call on that one. I have seen no God, any way we look at it. There's unexplained for sure, but I've seen no God, and I haven't signed up to any God. No God has got me on. No God has gotten my subscription. So if Russia's the godless nation, then you have this whole, well, the reason why they can be cold to humanity or cold to more towards morality, why they allow, you know, why they'll allow certain areas in Siberia to be a complete mess, why they'll send people to gulags, you know, what that's all about, is that they have no God to answer to, supposedly. That could be an argument. I don't buy it. I think it's just a product of how they are. We do similar things, and one would say that America is more of a God-fearing nation, at least a lot of the populace is. But yet we have more righteousness in our law and our justice and the way we distribute it. And it means something to us. And injustices are painful for us to watch, and I'm sure they are to the Russian people as well, but we here at least don't just chalk everything up to, oh, it's corrupt, there's nothing we can do about it, or Putin is going to hang us mentality, and like, I don't try to fight the law because the law is corrupt and will kill me. That's how it is in Russia. It's not like that here. And Putin's trying to get Trump to make it like that here, which is so scary about what I'm hearing. I can't believe these people who you would think are Americans will go out and not realize that attacking the FBI and attacking the rule of law and attack, the things we hold dear and what we believe to be morally just and right, that we agree our judges and our lawyers and everyone agree, is how we should act. And we should imprison people who violate those laws. To attack that on its face is so profoundly, belligerently irresponsible and gross. And it's what the Russians want us to do to try to break up America. Why you would do that? In what name? Why? Why would you... How can you look past that and not see that that is the end goal of attacking? It's not attacking Democrats. It's not attacking the left. It's not attacking your enemy. It's not attacking Hillary. You are attacking the fact that you are committing treason and conspiracy in the executive branch, and you're attacking the people who are Americans that are just enforcing the law. It's gross. We all must speak up, and we all must talk about how it is unacceptable to support Trump anymore. Anyone who sees what's going on and is supporting our president is not understanding what's going on, or is an agent, you know, or is it pro-Russia for some reason. And if you want to be pro-Russia and you think that Russia's the way to go and you want a dictatorship, then call it what it is and say, I want Trump to be my dictator and I want him to overrule Congress. I want him to overrule the courts. I want him to overrule everyone. I want him to be the big, huge orange orangutan in the sky. He's the dictator. He gets to do everything. He gets to fire everyone. It's one big apprentice. It's the American apprentice, and we just let him have at it. Then you take that position. Because last I checked, our Constitution said, screw you, Home Skillet. You are wrong. That is not how co-equal branches of government work. It's not how America's separations of powers work. It's not how checks on government work. It's not how people are not supreme beings that get to rule over the whole nation and eventually the world, the way America's standing used to be in the world and will again regain its standing in the world once we get this traitor out. So, yummy. There are a million reasons to remove this cancer from the White House. I think we can stop worrying about logistics and how they're going to fight and trying to come up with counter punches to how they're going to squirm. It's not worth it. He's just going to pivot on a dime every time we do something new. And he's going to fight it in the media no matter what it is. He's going to scream about nothing until he's even more orange in the face. So do what's right. Indict. Do what's right. Indict. Indict, indict, indict. And try him. If the Republicans in Congress won't impeach because they're horribly corrupt, indict the ones that are co-conspirating like Nunes. Indict him. If they get, if they, you know what? if you can't prove it in court because of all this like, crazy nonsense and people's positions and work in the administration, yeah, fine. Then they'll get acquitted in court, but they're going to go defend. I want to see Nunez defend himself when it comes to him getting classified information that he is told specifically not to share with anyone else, and he goes and gives it to staffers that are like 20-something years old. How is that not a felony? It is a felony among other obstruction charges. It's a threat to national, it's espionage is what, I mean, there's like five different things you could charge Nunez with, including him not pronouncing his name properly. I'll get him for everything. Just go, just indict away. It's time. It, let them complain that the Republican FBI is political. It's, come, give me a break. It's the law. And people will understand when the money comes out and they see how much money Trump owes and the fact that he's a liar, which everybody already knows. Everyone will just flip. There are no real Trump supporters. There are people who want change, but they don't want a Russian traitor in the White House. I've seen pickup trucks, pictures of pickup trucks in Texas saying they want Trump to stop sucking Putin's dick. They understand that he's a bitch. Everybody gets it. Everybody does. So if you don't support that, you just don't know. So it's time for us to all talk about it, so that we can remove him and get back to being America and not having this traitor run everything. Ugh. Sorry. Phone dropper. We're about at 17 minutes. It's a Tuesday morning. I'm on a news kick. We got to talk. There should be no supporters left. There's no argument. What's your number? How many millions or billions of dollars does Trump have to owe the Russian government before we say that's a problem? How many? Everyone should have a number on that. No one's like, oh, I don't care. I don't care. Well, I don't care if Trump, he can owe $2 billion. I mean, it's not going to affect him, you know. I mean, just because he can't get loans anywhere else and, you know, I mean, the guy who loans him all his money for all his business, you know, that guy happens to, like, you know, run an adversarial nation. I mean, that's fine. It's fine. Ain't no thing. I mean, you know, come on. Everybody got, he's a businessman. You got to be a businessman sometimes to run a business, man. That's what you do. So, I mean, I don't think that the $2 billion, $1 billion, $300 million loans, I don't think the fact that Jared Kushner gets denied security clearance and Rob Porter getting denied security clearance and other people getting denied security, I think the fact that he just gives them all that information and stuff, even though those people have been told that they can't handle it, I think that's all fine. It's all fine. Go Trump 2020. Do those idiots really exist? No. Now, anybody who knew all that information, even if they sounded like a fool, would change their mind and be like, well, screw the Democrats. Oh, yeah, okay, we'll talk about the Democrats some other time. The guy we got right now is not a Republican. He's not even an American anymore. He's a traitor. He's a traitor. We see the crime in progress. So identify that first. Then we'll talk about people you want to complain about. You can complain about Hillary all you want some other time. Let's get rid of the cancer first. You wouldn't go into the doctor with a big, huge tumor and they say, you know what we need to do? We need to give you a pedicure first. That's what we need to do. We need to give you a pedicure, and we also need to talk about your old high school fling that you worried about. You know, we need to discuss an old relationship you're still hung up on instead of dealing with the cancer that we have in your pancreas, in your small intestine or large intestine. With the raging tumor that you have right near your, what's that part in between your asshole? Scrundle, something. Hold on, there's a good one there. Hold on, it's parietal, hold on, digging for the memory. Parietal cyst, periodontal cyst? Periodontal, if that's not part of your mouth, it's part of your ass. You've got a huge periodontal cyst, you should have it removed. Trump is the periodontal cyst in our anus. And let's take him out of our anus. Okay? Ken Perfman is out.